The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 4. The Sower. Again Jesus began to teach by the lake. But such a large crowd gathered about him that he got into a boat and sat in it on the lake, while the crowd stood on the shore. He taught them many things through parables. In his teaching he said, "Listen, the sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some of the seed fell along a path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of the seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up immediately because it had no depth. But when the sun rose and burned it, it withered because it had no roots. Other seed fell among thorn bushes, and the thorns grew and choked it, so it didn't produce any grain. But some seed fell on good soil, and grew and increased and yielded grain. Some seed produced 30 times as much, some 60, and some 100 times as much." And Jesus added, "Listen then, if you have ears." When the crowd went away, some who were around him with the 12 asked about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But for those outside, everything comes in parables, so that the more they see, they don't perceive. The more they hear, they don't understand. Otherwise, they would be converted and pardoned." Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any of the parables? What the sower is sowing is the word. Those along the path where the seed fell are people who hear the word, but as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Other people receive the word like rocky ground. As soon as they hear the word, they accept it with joy. But they have no roots, so it lasts only a little while. No sooner does trouble or persecution come because of the word than they fall. Others receive the seed as seed among thorns. After they hear the word, they are caught up in the worries of this life, false hopes of riches and other desires. All these come in and choke the word, so that finally it produces nothing. And there are others who receive the word as good soil. They hear the word, take it to heart, and produce some 30, some 60, and some 100 times as much." The parable of the lamp. Jesus also said to them, "When the light comes, is it put under a tub or a bed? Surely it is put on a lampstand. Whatever is hidden will be disclosed, and whatever is kept secret will be brought to light. Listen then, if you have ears." And he also said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. In the measure you give, so shall you receive, and still more will be given to you. For to the one who produces something, more will be given, and from him who does not produce anything, even what he has will be taken away from him." The seed growing by itself. Jesus also said, "In the kingdom of God it is like this. A man scatters seed upon the soil. Whether he is asleep or awake, be it day or night, the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The soil produces of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear, and when it is ripe for harvesting, they take the sickle for the cutting. The time for the harvest has come. The mustard seed. Jesus also said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what shall we compare it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown, is the smallest of all the seeds scattered upon the soil. But once sown, it grows up and becomes the largest of the plants in the garden, and even grows branches so big that the birds of the air can take shelter in its shade." Jesus used many such stories in order to proclaim the word to them in a way that they would be able to understand. He would not teach them without parables, but privately to his disciples he explained everything. Jesus calms the storm. On that same day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let's go across to the other side of the lake." So they left the crowd and took him along in the boat he had been sitting in, and other boats set out with him. Then a storm gathered, and it began to blow a gale. The waves spilled over into the boat, so that it was soon filled with water. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. They woke him up and said, "Master, don't you care if we drown?" And rising up, Jesus rebuked the wind and ordered the sea, "Quiet now, be still." The wind dropped, and there was a great calm. Jesus said to them, "Why are you so frightened? Do you still have no faith?" But they were terrified, and they said to one another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him."